And we are the ones that testify him. And he says in verse 40, this is him. He said, and you will not come to me that you may have the Shayama. You will not come to Yah. You will not come to the living bread of Yahshua. You will not obey. How do you know you're coming to him? Will you do all that he commands you? The words that I give unto you, they're not mine, but they're the one that sent me. So when Yah commands us in this walk, they have not been the orchestration of HaMashiach, but it was the bosom of Yah. It was from Yah's lev. And HaMashiach is that living, pumping heart, the lev of Yahweh. He is just the word made flesh to show us the power. Are we not the word, the people of Yah that have been transformed by a living word in us? Did he not write it in us that he has transformed this flesh and changed it, that is subject and submissive unto the Torah of Yah? Then why do we disobey him? Come on, why do we defy him? Why do we reject what he says? This world rejects the word of Yah. They reject his mitzvah. I will not. I'm an ignorant man. I'm very ignorant in many facets of life. But when I hear the simplicity of truth, when it's revealed unto me, when HaMashiach is revealed, he opened that unto me, I will not reject it. I will not fight against it. I will not try to reason with it. I will receive it the way it is. No question, no doubt. Well, you got a question, you damnable generation of hypocrites. There are people that will sign for a house. They will sign 20 pieces of paper and they don't know what it says. And don't sit there with that lie and say, you, if you've ever done that, that's what you signed. You don't know what it says. You don't know if they said we're going to sacrifice your baby in there. The print is so fine and you sat there like a hypocrite. Okay. You know you haven't read it. You know you're not a speed reader. Generation that is so full of hypocrisy. And they think they know what the book said. They don't take time with it. I've literally sat there and read the whole thing when they looked at me like, come on, man. Stop. No. I want to see what it says. What does this mean right here? Oh, okay. that's not part of this contract. Let me scratch that. So we don't know what he says. Why would you not come to him? Why would you not receive this, come in line with this truth of Yah, that you may have life, but we don't have life? Because we're eating and it's not right. I want to show you some of the things of the bread that we're eating. Yahshua is the bread of life. He is the living bread of Hashemayim. Solomon tells us in Mishlei Proverbs 4. He says, Mishlei 4:17, we don't want y'all to feed us daily bread, do we? He says here, for they eat the lechem, the bread of wickedness. That's what we eat. What is one that is wicked? One that defies Torah. One that rejects what HaMashiach says. You eat this bread of deceit, of lies. This is the generation that love lies. We lie to ourselves. We are criminal in our activities against Yah. And they eat the lechem, the bread of wickedness. This is the generation that eat the breads of, they eat the bread of wickedness and they drink the wine of violence. They are violent against Yah. When Pastor Robert said that, he's speaking to me. Yes, I'm speaking to you, you fool. I don't take it back. And so they drink this wine of violence, the spirit of violence. And they become very, violent against Yah. They become very perturbed. Why? Because they eat the lechem of wickedness. This is the generation that eat the lechem, the bread of wickedness. What, whereby their minds are criminal against Yah. They practice criminality. They mock what Yah says to them. Well, that's not for me. You are a mocking fool. You're right, it's not for you. Forgive me, Yah. They're not the seed of Yisrael, so you don't speak to them. So it's a generation that love wickedness. That's why the world feeds them with wickedness in everything. Counsel, everything the world feeds them. It is a diabolical attempt to destroy the power of Torah of Yah. That's what it does all the time. To make you defy Yahweh, to defy His Mizpah, to denounce His Shabbat, and not to do what He commands you. That's the wickedness there. I don't care what any of you all say. I don't need any of yours money. I need Yah, for He answereth all things. He give us power to get wealth. Sure He does. You don't give anything anyway. So what difference does it make? Hallelujah. So it's not your monies. I have the wealth of Yah. What is that? Well, I have a rich purpose in my life to please Him. And I will please Him above all things. Hallelujah. And so He says they eat the bread of wickedness and that they drink the wine of vile. They become violent. They get upset. They become perturbed because you tell them what is right. You tell them the ways that are wrong. They become violent. Like, wow, who do you think He is? Well, that's what Yah says. You eat the bread of violence. You shouldn't respond that way. We should have teshuvah, repentance, that and be broken before Yah. But not this wicked generation. Not this. You're violent against the man of Yah. You allow your damnable corrupt heart to rise up against Him and get angry. Don't, my brother. This one man that reminds us of this offering, Deacon Benny, every time he gets a, he always brings us back to remembrance. Well, he doesn't speak anything prophetic. Everything he says prophetic. It's truth. And truth is prophetic. Truth is prophetic. So He constantly takes us back, that we draw on the remembrance. And because we're eating this bread of wickedness, this bread of criminality, we become criminals. And we don't even know we're criminals. Hallelujah. Give us this day, yeah, our daily bread. And that daily bread is Yahshua. It's one thing about the staple of the Aramaic or the Hebraic family. The three things of the staple was bread, meat, and liquid water. And so it is in the spiritual manifestation of HaMashiach, for He is the living bread. For Shaul said, I will love to feed you with meat, the fullness of the meal of Yah and Yahshua, but you're still babies. I got to go back to the first oracles. I got to teach you that way. You can't murder your neighbor, to love your neighbor, to remember Yah's name and don't take it in vain. Not some damnable pagan name, not some damnable gods and all that damnable trash. It is not of Yah. It does not express who He is. It is damnable. It is vile. It is wicked. I was telling Brother Dale the other day, I saw this bishop, one of the first people I met, persons I met when I moved here. And he was coming out of the bank, and of course, I'm a very inquisitive mind. You understand? And if the bishop had had time, we would have had a little dialogue. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. And so this bishop has on this ring. I was telling Brother Dale about it. I say, my Brother Dale, if you had seen this ring that man had, and I stopped him, I say, man, hold up. Oh, what is that? All that gold on your neck. Oh, this is the bishop's ring. It costs a lot of money. I say, yeah. This ring that the bishops wear. So all that gold on your neck and everything, huh? What is that for? Well, you know, Jesse. Come on down and see me sometime. We got class right now. I'm not going to that Jezebel house. The stench of whoredom. Foulness. This is how polluted this world is. They love someone like that because he doesn't challenge the corruption of their own life. He doesn't speak against what's in them. He causes them to continue on in the path of wickedness, that they will be destroyed. They're blind dogs. They're not gods, they're blind dogs. And they're leading a blind generation to hell. And Yah intends for that to be. He's going to allow the light of HaMashiach to shine only unto Israel. So when you find these immature, stupid minds that talk all immaturely, they're not seed of Israel. They're fools. They mock Yah. Well, if I'm going to be saved, if I'm right, I'm right. You Jezebel fool. We're made right by the correction of Torah. And Torah disciplines us and corrects us and shows us we were wrong. And then what the dam of HaMashiach, the blood, it washes away the guilt and the sins. And we're intrigued by Him. Well, you're not intrigued by Yahshua. You're not saved. You just tear. And He's going to rip you up. He's going to bond you for the pit of hell too. This is a generation, I think, I thought the other day as I was reading, we think that Yah's not, He's wrong because He said that He will Down to the third, fourth generation, he would send the curse upon your children. And folks will say, well, why do my children have to suffer because of me? Can I ask you all a question? Will you answer it honestly? Don't respond. Just answer it in your own life. Are we suffering because of the first man, Adam? Toda. We are a dumb jackass generation. Because we cannot hear. We cannot hear. We're all suffering because of that. You hypocrites. We're all suffering. Every last one of us has suffered for that transgression. Hallelujah. And sure, that's why the world's been filled with this corrupt spirit today. Bastardom. It's rapid. Babies out of both draw legs everywhere. No daddies. Bastardom. Proliferating. She raises bastards and she raises bastards. The sons produce bastards and they're proud. You get quiet. That's all right. I don't mind telling people that I was birthed under that same spirit, bastardom. I'm 52 years old. Never met my natural daddy. Tell you another man. And probably couldn't recognize him if I saw him again. Hallelujah. I take no boast in this natural man. I make my boast in HaMashiach, the Son of Yah, the Redeemer of Israel. You offended that way because you're still under that same spirit. Because Yah cannot correct you, then you're a bastard. You're a bastard. That's what it says. You're an illegitimate stranger. People will stop sending offerings because I use phraseology like this. But that's all right. I don't mind. I have no problem with that. They do not have to send offerings. Elder Martin said to me today, we were talking about an issue. He said, Yahweh is going to bless. And so I tried to talk over him. He said, hold up, hold up. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear me? What did I say? Tell me what I said. I said, you said Yahweh is going to bless you. That's it. That's it. And he does. Hallelujah. You'll get quiet, but that's all right. I'm plowing now. Hallelujah. I'm plowing. I'm making furrows now so we can sow some seed. You got to make furrows to sow seed. You must. Why? Because it's easier to cultivate. It's easier to weed. That's a collage where we got those sweet potato slips out there. That's a mess. That's straight rows, you know where you're weeding. You get attracted out of there. Nah. It's a mess. You got them everywhere. There's no distinct demarcation of what is a row. So I'm plowing now. I'm plowing deep into your corruption, your hearts. So this bread of wickedness, this lechem of wickedness, it produces a rebelliousness against the Torah of Yah. You will not adhere to what Yahweh commands you. You will walk in a way that is full of wickedness, despite. You will despise Yah, you will mock him. Well, I know what the preacher said, but he wasn't talking to me because I tell him a head of mess. That's all you got is a head of mess. There's nothing there. And so when you come to me, I will tell you what's in your head. Mess. Don't come to me with your head a mess. I will cut it off. Hallelujah. So they have refused the bread of life, the living bread, for the bread of wickedness. For the bread of wickedness. That you will mock Yah. You will have disdain for him. You will even curse him because he spoke to you about your ways that are grossly out of order against Torah. Now, what man could express that to us more delicately and more wisely than Solomon? Nor the man could he. You can't even do it as he did it. He goes on to tell us in the same book, in the 20th chapter, verse 17, you all love this too. Hallelujah. He tells us, the bread of deceit is sweet to a man. You love lies and deceptions. Mishlei 20 verse 17. The bread of deceit. You like lies. You like bread that deceives you. Makes you have this comfortable feeling that you are all right. So the bread of lies, the bread of deceit, it is sweet. Oh, baby, we miss you. Oh, mama. Oh, daddy, I just raw dirty. I want to do that. Lies, you love the bread of deceit. Oh, my son, he is doing so well today. He's a fool. The bread of deceit seems sweet, doesn't it? You eat that bread. But we don't want this living bread because it's bitter in the mouth. When it fills the belly, it brings the sweetness of Yah. So the bread of deceit is sweet to a man. Listen, the bread of life, it is bitter going down, isn't it? But it's sweet when it hits the belly, isn't it? But he said, this bread of deceit afterwards, his mouth shall be filled with gravel. There's nothing there. No life, gravel, stones. And you find those, they're stony as hell. They're wicked. They look stony. Some of you are so stony. Cold. Wicked. That's all right. You don't have to look at me. Still got you. I wish when I was coming up in their 70s, I'd preach it, laid it out like this. I'd be so far along the path. A pastor didn't lay it out like this. He didn't. The men that Yah introduced me to, they were men to simply say, Yah has his hands on you. Press on. Hallelujah. Sure they were. And even then, what they would say many times, I would hear things, but I would not challenge it because I knew that this was the place that Yah had me for the moment. Do you understand that? He had Hamashiach under that Pharisaic order, but when he rose to the occasion for the purpose of Yah to be done, that little time in the ministry, 3.5 years, he fulfilled it all, didn't he? So shall I. Hallelujah. So the bread of deceit is sweet. We love lies. That's why we favor those that favor us. I favor Yah because he favors me. And he favors me with his rod of correction. His staff that rules me. That's what he does. I favor him. And so we are a generation that love deceit. We love lies. Speak to me sweet things. Don't tell me I'm walking in deceit. Don't tell me that I'm walking in error against Yahweh. We don't want to tell us that. Well, that's not, I know what it says, but no, there is no but at all in Yah. It is either the immet, the truth, or it's just a false lie. And we defy it. And we do it intentionally and purposely. Our intent is not pure. If there's one thing that Evangelist Hartsfield taught me 27 years ago, 28, he would say to me, Brother Roberts, make sure your intentions, your motive, and your desires pure before you. And I have striven, I have strove to make sure. When I would hear the word, although I was ignorant, I would stomp my feet and turn around and say, you're right, though, Yah. I will defy it. Help me. Show me, Yah. You kick against the prick, you're going to get wounded. And that's why we're wounded. The wounded man, he loses all his strength, his blood. You can't go, can you? No, you can't. This is a wounded generation. Very wounded. So the bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth is filled with gravels. And so we are a generation that love the bread of wickedness. We don't want the bread of life, Yeshua. We don't want that. We don't want the bread of comfort, the bread of truth. We want the bread of deceit and the bread of wickedness. Solomon goes on to say in verse chapter 31 of Mishlei, verse 27. We are the woman of Yah. Are we not? Are we not his bride? He says this. When we are the true identity of Yah, we will look. She looks well to the ways of her household. Should we not look well to the way of the household of Yah? We must make sure that everything is in order. Every cup, everything is folded, everything is neat. Should we not do that? It is a metaphor of our natural lives. When you find a woman's house whose house is disordered, she is a disorderly, filthy, stinking thing. If her house stinks, she stinks. If her house stinks, her buttocks, her body, everything stinks about her. There's a false sting there. And she stinks, her house stinks. A man that lives under that kind of depravity and wickedness, he's a stinking man. So we have that today. Women are lazy as hell. And men are shallow and weak. And he stinks and she stinks. So they massage their stinking with this false look as though they're looking at me. I look nice today. Got a little green suit. No, it means nothing. There's nothing more vile than a filthy woman in a filthy house. And a man that cohabitates in filth. He is just as vile as she is. They used to say in the old days, cleanliness is next to, yeah. But they didn't use that expression. You know what it is. Hallelujah. The house stinks. Odor. Filthy. Her breath stinks too. His too. What about yours? Well, I gargled this morning. Maybe when I finish. Now, I don't say things for no humorous response. I show you how corrupt we are and how vile we become and the stench that flows. Hallelujah. There was a man that came by yesterday. I was telling Elder Martin. He came by. I want to purchase a bus from him. It's a 22-passenger bus. Very nice air conditioned. I want to have that. I really do. Before we get the big bus. He simply came by because he really wanted his friend to see the place. And I thought about that. I said, yeah, we have no fabulous, that's what the world called fabulous buildings, old mobile homes, you know, houses, 1,500, 2,000 feet. Nothing, man. But that is not what intrigued the man. It's, yeah, just open the simplicity of that unto my life. It is the ru'ah. And if the ru'ah is not right in this place, then you will be, that thing on you would defile the place. Because there's a man of strength and valor. He will not capitulate or bow down to you. The ru'ah is going to be right. And I will train up warriors. That when my demise comes, that they will stand. And the strength of Yah. Hallelujah. And as we think about a warrior, you young men, I want to tell you all. As Uriah was, he was faithful to his Melechim, his king. He didn't even talk back to him. When he said, go home, he said, bless you, king. It is so great to serve you, but all my brothers are out in the field battling. Just to know that I can sleep at the king's door is enough for me. And he slept at the king's door. Didn't even ask for a bed. This is the wicked generation that men, and they exalt themselves. He always exalts a man. He does. If he's put something in you, he'll use it. That's the truth. He says in verse 27, she looks well, and that is the simile of Yah. The true heart looks well to the buyer of Yah. And she eats not, listen now, the bread of idleness. She's not a slothful thing. This assembly, the people of Yah, they have eaten the bread of idleness. That's why they've come impoverished. That's why there is no riches among them. The riches are the fruit of Yah. They love the bread of idleness. These damn televisions have drunk of the minds of the women that sit home all day and lay on their lazy tubs. Their houses are not clean. The ru'ah, the spirit of the house. Honey, I don't care if you had nothing. My grandmother, we had nothing. But there was a spirit in our home. It was always clean. We had old plank floors. We didn't have carpet. But we would take Clorox and wash them things down there. It'd be white. And you could literally almost see your face. You could see your shadow in them. We didn't have no air freshener and all that going out for nothing. She may put a little pine, there's some pine, green pine things on the stove and boil that. She would open up the windows and make sure you get up out of there. Maybe cooler. But she would say the fresh, cool air would cleanse out this place. Be quiet, huh? And that's the way it is with the people of Yah. We have eaten the bread of idleness. And we have not tended to the house. We have not tended to the house. The exterior look bad. And the inside, my, if you see the outside, how bad the outside look, you know what the inside looks like. is like a hailstorm. We have not tended to the house because you have eaten the bread of idleness. You have not maintained the things of Yah. You have not maintained the walk. You have not maintained the course. You have not maintained the mind of HaMashiach. You have not maintained a pure desire because of this bread of idleness. You love to be idle. You love to fold your hand or sleep. And that's why you have been impoverished by Almighty Yah. He's the one that impoverished Israel. That they are depressed, that there is no stability in them, that they have no strength to traverse in this way that He has ordained them to walk in. So you've eaten the bread of idleness. Tota. The bread of idleness. And of course, nobody wants to think that they've eaten the bread of idleness. You're idle. The affairs of Yah mean nothing to you. No time for scripture. Don't you understand that the mitzvah of Yah, of the formation of His Torah or His discipline, His government unto us, everything is based upon that. Everything. We choose sides. We choose our side. And say, your side means nothing. His side means everything, my friends. Without Him being on your side, if He's not on your side, the war to you. If it had not been for Yahshua on my side, tell me where would I be? Boom, 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 boom. Where would I be? Had I been for Him on my side, tell me. Though Shilishim, they were walking in darkness, yet Yah says, this is Israel. And when HaMashiach spoke, and when the word was opened unto them, they received it. You understand, Israel is one that when the word is spoke, you receive it. He came not but unto the Lord's house of Israel. Not your mammy, your pappy, your grandpappy. Hallelujah. He came to save Israel. And so through Israel, when HaMashiach is revealed, they receive it. It opens their eyes, they're enlightened, and they rejoice. Those that are strangers, they become perturbed. So this bread of idleness, it is one that seduces you into a drunkenness, a sleepness that destroys you. You cannot continue on the path of those meals, the bread of deceitfulness, the bread of wickedness, and the bread of idleness. You cannot. Because if you continue on that path, you're going to ostracize Yah, speak against Him vehemently. And because we have eaten those breads, we have formed our own loaf. Can I show you our loaf? It's in Matithi, Yah, Matthews. Look what it says. Matthews, chapter 16, verse 12. Matithi, Yah, 16, 12. Then understood they how that He had taught, obeyed them not. They didn't understand. Then understood they how that He bade them not. He said, beware of the leaven or the leavened bread. What is that? He told them to beware that. But of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the scribes. See, you love the leavened bread. You don't like the unleavened bread because it has no taste. It doesn't have the rising proponents in it. You love that it is leavened, your own little ways and your own little doctrines. And so with the mind of Yah speak against your doctrine, you rise up. Don't tell me you haven't done that here, right? The best of you. You rise up like who he think he is. And the mind of Yah. So He tells you to beware of the leavened or the leavened bread. Beware of your little doctrines. Beware of your little ways. Beware of that bread. Beware of it. And so we make our own biscuits, our own bread. Well, I know it's saying that, but I'm not going to do that. So we form our own loaves that are full of damnable leaven and poison. It causes us to swell up. Is that what leaven does? Ah, Tota. And so when you add your little leaven, well, I know he said that, but I want to tell you something, honey. I ain't going to do it. So you swell up like a hog. sort of like a swine. You get offended because you're eating the bread of the Pharisees. Because when they saw things in Torah, they says, well, hold up now. I've quote Baal, the Lord. And quote Baal, the Lord says, it should be this. He told me, you lying dog. The Torah is self-explanatory. And the life of it is drawn from the love of man. By the witness of Yahshua, the Lamb. So we've added a little bit here. We stipulated that. Stipulated this. Stipulated that. He said, you better beware of your Pharisaic ways. You better beware of your Sadducees' ways. Well, Pastor Robert, you said this. Well, I want to see this. I want to challenge you. You challenge nothing, fool. You see, that's what they did to Yahshua. Well, Pastor Robert, you can't call the brothers fool. I don't call my brothers fool. Shaul says, Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? What kind of witchcraft got a hold of you? What kind of root doctor has twisted your wicked mind that you cannot obey Yahweh? When you are bewitched, you cannot not obey the Imhat, the Torah of Yah. You are bewitched. I don't care what you think. And so what you do with your little leaven, you leaven it. You add a little poison to it. You add your little poison and it become all swollen. And you swell up when someone speaks against the word. Well, hold up, brother. No, I won't hold up. Not one iota will I hold up. I will reprove you and expose you. The word of Yah strips us. We are naked as before Him. And that's what it's for, to make you naked. It's to take off everything. You got that old clothing, your pride, your arrogance. And you look at that when you take it off, you say, boy, that stinks. You never take it off a shirt and the thing could stand up with more. If your brothers work, you all know what I mean. You smell, what is that? Nah, I can't wear that one again. I know I have. Of course, I wear socks two times in a row, two or three times. I do. That's all right. They dirty. They get dirty. Yeah, that's all right. Oh, well, you're not very hygienic. Don't worry about the hygiene. Hallelujah. I wear them two or three times. I will. When I exercise, I wear the same thing for a whole week. I wear it every day. Just dry it out. It stinks too. I know, sister, whether she gets that. She, yeah, that's all right. I wear it every day. Let it dry out in the sun. Just hang it right out there. You all see that? Let it dry. Put it right back on the next morning. Hang it out there when I finish. Put it back on that evening. Put it out there that night. Put it on in the morning. Hallelujah. You know, some of y'all marvel at that, and yet within us, we're full of dead men bone. We're so full of stench. We stink. You look like you stink. Your attitudes stink. Your personality stink. Hallelujah. What is that putting on a sweaty old stinking pair of pants or sweater? I have no problem with that. Hallelujah. So this bread of idleness, this woman, because she has eaten this, she's a lazy thing. When you find women that are lazy, women are symbolic of what the pure tabernacle or the bayit of Yah should be. That's why Yah says a man, when he finds a wife, he finds a tough thing, that he's barak of Yah. Men today, they're looking for some sensual, sexual pleasure. They're not even men, boys. But a man, when he finds a wife, she has the beauty of Yah. And when other men see her, they would say, man, boy, he's getting a wife. They don't look at it and say, man, that hard-headed Jezebel. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you. They look at her and say, man, what, that's a beautiful daughter. And she's complimented. Her husband is spoken well of. She's the beauty of the order of her husband. Her husband, man. These whores that they want to dress like a bitch. That's why they're naked like dogs. I don't take that back. They dress their daughters like that. Whatever man lusting for them. And the man is so shallow and effeminate, he doesn't put on some clothes, woman. She won't go nowhere with me like that. How do you like that? Is that all right? Well, you're tight on your buttocks. Take it off. Yeah, we tell her that. The daughters of Zion are not dogs. Hallelujah. Your vernacular is filthy. Now, I'm just using proper expression.
That's all. Proper English vernacular. Probably speak it better than you. I know what I'm saying. I know what words I'm using, all right. Hallelujah.
Listen to this, brothers and sisters. Hear this. It's in Sirach. Just listen to it. Sirach 15 in the Apocrypha. And there are things that I like to draw on from the Apocrypha. But it says this. The man who fears Yah will do this. A man that fears Yahweh, he will do this. Do you fear Yahweh? Now, come on, brothers and sisters. I know this is in the Apocrypha. And there are books that, if you all listen to the message I preached many years ago on the missing books of Scripture. It says this, and he who holds to the Torah will obtain wisdom. For a man is governed by Torah, he will attain wisdom. You believe that? Come on, I believe that. It says, she had expressed the beauty of the Torah. She has this beautiful quality about her. She will come to meet him like a mother. And like the wife of his youth, she will welcome him. You understand what a wife is? She has the youthfulness of Yah. When her husband comes there, she will welcome him. Most wives don't even welcome their husband today. Don't even want to look at them. Come on here, sisters. That's what it says now. She is the symbolic power of the nature of the assembly. You see him, you don't even want to speak him. Come on, you know something twisted in you. Hallelujah. You see, you have not welcomed Yah today. He came and you say, That's what he meant to you. You saying that to me? Hallelujah. That you that I said things that you would. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So why she welcomes her husband when she has a youthful firmness in her? She welcomes. Bless you, honey. Sometimes this Rob welcome me. I don't want to welcome me. She says, I haven't welcomed you this morning. All right, come here. She said to me this morning, I haven't welcomed you. Come here. She rubbed on my back and said, woman, okay, go on now. But after she quit doing it, I'm like, wow, that's nice. Don't even think about it. Hallelujah. Look at this. See, this is what a beautiful wife does. This is what the wisdom of Yah. This is what she does. She will feed him with the bread of understanding. Even when a man can't even understand his ways and understand what he's doing. It is something about the bread of understanding that a wife possesses. She will feed him that. That's the wisdom of God. That's what this wife, that's what a wife is. That's what we feed Hamashiach. That we understand the purpose of his impelling his death. And we don't. She will feed him the bread of understanding. What do you mean? Well, she's kind and sweet to him, but he'll understand how grumpy and hellish he is. Come on here, somebody. He'll understand his ways better. When he understands his ways better, he will show this affinity of this pure love for her. Most folks don't have that. Most men don't have it. Go to my brother. Only true witness, huh? Hallelujah. This preacher, the word of Yah, leaves no stone unturned. Nah. So she will feed him the bread of understanding. And I love this. And give him the water of wisdom to drink. Even in the midst of his heated moment, the dryness of the moment, she will make sure he has water. Her kindness. Her fidelity. He drinks that and he calls him to be soothed, to understand and appreciate this beauty of this bread that she has baked for him. I understand, honey. I understand. Hallelujah. That's what we say to Yahshua. I understand, Hamashiach. I understand fully what you say. You meant it. Hallelujah. You see, she can read beyond his frustrations. So the bread of understanding is a beautiful bread to eat, brothers and sisters. Not the bread of deceit. Not the bread of wickedness. Not the bread of idleness. Not those breads. Those breads destroy you. And we eat that every day. We look for things to deceive us and lie to us. It's none of Yah. It's none of him. Not at all. I want to close with a few verses here. It says in Yeshaya, you won't hear me and don't get weary in well doing. It says in Yeshaya, Isaiah, Yeshaya chapter 3 verse 1. This is what Yah's doing, whether you all believe this or not. Isaiah 3:1, for look, behold, the sovereign, the mighty one, Yahweh of hosts, He does take away from Jerusalem and from Yehuda the stay. Listen now. The comfort, the strength, the stay, and the staff, and the whole stay of bread, and the whole stay of water. Do you understand that? Man shall not live by bread alone, but the whole bread. You cannot sip on this water. You must drink from the living well. And so what Yah has done in this polluted house, He has taken away the wholeness of Yahshua, and so you have your little pieces of Him, and little pieces that you think are right and appeasing to you, and that's what you eat. No, you need the whole stay. You need the whole stay of bread. You need the whole loaf. You just pinch off the end. You need the whole loaf. And so Yah has taken away the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. Why? Because of the wickedness of Israel, because of our defiance of Him, and because of our wicked and putrefied ways. So the stay, the whole bread, or the whole truth, and you shall know the truth. Is that partial or truth? And truth makes us what? Free. And because He has taken away the whole stay, we can't get the wholeness of the bread. We cannot. So we're getting just the crumbs. Because of our wickedness, our sins, and our transgressing against Torah. Even the Nabi, all of them. Look what Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 21. Now, I want to read these first six words, and tell me if it's in the book you're reading in that translation. Yeskel, Ezekiel, chapter 24, verse 21, he says, speak to the house of Israel. Is that what it says? Does it say that? It says, speak to the house of Israel. It said, this says the sovereign Abba Yahweh. Does it say that? He said, behold, look, I will profane, I will make filthy my kador shut apart place. He said, and the excellence of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pitieth, or love more than anything, and your sons and your daughters, whom you have left, shall fall by the sword. Why? Why? Why are they going to die? Your sons and your daughters, they're not eating the bread of life. He tells us in the next verse, you shall do as I have done. You shall not cover your lips, nor eat the bread of men. This is a generation that love the bread of men. They love the bishop's bread. And Yah says, don't eat the bread of men. You eat every word that proceeds from me. This is the bread of life. And we are a nation that love the bread of men. Wives listen to husband. Husband listen to wife. She eats his bread. He eats her bread. Well, you're right. You know, Pastor Robert said that. You know, he was kind of off a little bit. No, he's not off. Your mind is twisted and it's off. I deal with the sin of man. I deal with the love of man, the inward workings of that deceitfulness of the love of man. It is not wrong. It's not wrong. If I preach from Gileana, the end time, and I know how to preach on that, you cannot even prepare yourself for what's about to come unless you know how to prepare. So the storm is out at sea, but it's raging. And the hurricane picks up when it's out at sea, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Because the balance of the temperature of the water creates that the coldness and the heat, and it all submerges, and she begins, she turns, and she turns. Even at sea, that thing may be 180 miles an hour, just turning, the center part, moving at 10 miles an hour. And the more she moves, the slower she moves, the more she turns. And the more she turns, the wider she gets. And the wider she gets, the stronger she gets. And the only thing to slow it down is a certain kind of depression. If the water cools down or the temperature cools down, she goes, but if she can keep that same momentum, because everything, the temperature is there, and everything that is necessary for her rage, that she flows into land. She becomes a hurricane or tsunami or typhoon, what she becomes, or she develops and she becomes what we call a twister or tornado inland. And that's the rage of Yah today, because we have eaten the bread of man. We have eaten the Baptist bread, the whole bread, the white bread, the black bread, the Jew bread, the brown bread, but not the bread of Yah.
You eat the whorest daughter's bread, the whorest son, son-in-law, mother-in-law, daddy, brother, sister. We have not eaten the bread of Yah. And that bread is none other nor other but Yahshua. For he is the whole stay. He is the whole stay of the bread. He is the whole stay of the water as well. All that I need is in Yahshua. Everything I need is in him. He is the whole. W-H-O-L-E. I'm not even close to being a whole. He is the whole. All you need is in him. Everything you need is in him. Everything that brings the fullness of life is in him. You eat that bread. The bread of deceit will cause you to wander away from Yah. The bread of idleness will cause you to become disenchanted with Yah. That's the truth. We're eating, but we're not eating the right bread. That's why we're anemic. And we're not full. You eat the right kind of bread, boy, you feel that. That's what I said to, last night, Sister Roberts, Elder Martin. I said, Elder Martin, I just ate grits today. Grits don't hold you. Now, oatmeal will. It's a carbohydrate that is called, it is one that sustains you during the day. Most folks don't like oatmeal, but I like them. But they have more carbohydrates, and the carbohydrates, they're what they call slow release. So when you need the energy, then it will release the carbohydrates. It will release the energy for your body. I like grits, though. With butter. Not butter. B-U-T-T-E-R, not margarine. Butter. Butter. That big, too. I like a big piece of butter. Butter and grits. Butter. I don't want no margarine. Butter. But it doesn't hold like oatmeal. You eat oatmeal in the morning, well, I can go until 2 in the evening. Sure I can. Grits, 10, they're lost. By 11, I feel nothing. So we need the whole stay of bread, brothers and sisters. That's why you get so despondent. That's why you get weak in the midst of battles. Because you're not eating the whole stay. Yah, give us the whole stay of bread. He give us the fullness of his truth. Hallelujah. So we need the whole stay of bread. He said, I'm going to cause your son and your daughter, this devastation fall upon them, the sword, that you will not even eat the bread of men. We have eaten the lies of men, the corruption, personalities of men. Let's eat the living bread of Almighty Yah. Because Yahshua declares in Matithiah 4:3, he says, and when the tempter came unto him, he said, if you be the son of Yahweh, command the stone to be made bread. He is not commanding you stony ones, your stony attitude, your stony identities, to be a source of bread for someone to eat from you. He's not going to do that. You become a stone wall when it comes to the things of Yah. You get upset. You're a childish. You're immature. Receive the correction and bless Yah. Just barak him. Just say, Toda Yah when he corrects you. When you fall in your sinful wicked way and you stink like a hog, just bless him. You barak him. That's all you do. And all things give Torah unto Yah. That's all you do. Quit being rebellious and hard-headed. Fighting against him like a stone. Are you trying to say, Yahshua, if you're supposed to be the son of Yah, then make this little stony me a piece of bread. Come on. He says, to hell with you. In hell, you're going to lift up your eyes, you child of darkness. But Yahshua answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah. That's our whole stay. Every word. That's what keeps you whole. That's what keeps you staying in the way. That's what keeps you staying in the way. He's the whole stay. The word of Yah is the whole stay. The word of Yah was the whole stay. And there's nothing like wholesome food, is it? There's nothing like a whole meal. Come on. When you eat wholesome, you're not as hungry as you think you are. You eat wholesome right. You eat right. You find yourself, you're not as hungry. That's the truth. The reason we're hungry is because we don't eat right. When we eat this word of Yah, you find yourself, you find you drawing to the table. You can't get enough of it. And because you don't love what he says, because your mind is fickle and it's drawn by every little old small thing, you turn away from him. So what a matter of Yah speaks, you get upset. Give us this day, Yah. The Shabbat, the daily bread. I want the daily bread today. I do. I don't want the bread of deceit and wickedness. I want the daily bread, and I want the whole bread. I like that whole bread. I do, hallelujah. I don't want that stuff watered down with sugar and all that mess. White bread is just trash. I want whole wheat. I don't want something bleached. I want it unbleached. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't want it that way. I want the whole stay. I want the whole stay. And that bread, and the only way we as the people of Yah, we know what that bread is. Because how much he declares. For the bread of Yahweh is he which cometh down from Hashemayim. And this word today is coming from the bosom of Yah, brothers and sisters. And when you eat this bread, it gives life to you. When you reject this bread, it brings death. So this word is coming from Yah to correct us, to discipline us, to show our wayward ways, show our ways that are wrong. Hallelujah. There's nothing correct about us today. Everything is wrong. Any man that think that he is something, he deceives him on himself. And for me to stand here and think that I'm something, I have something that is special, I have nothing. I know the one that is special. He is special to me because I have been made special to him. Not that I have anything to offer him. So he tells you to offer him the same thing I offer. Our hands of Todah. Who can offer that unto him? Hallelujah. Todah. Everyone can offer that to Yah. I want to close in Yeshaya. Brother Michael says he wish I would preach a half an hour longer. I get wore out up here, Brother Michael. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeshaya chapter 30, verse 19, I want to begin reading. Yahweh shown his mercies, his kindness to the assembly of Israel, his people. He says to them, he said, for the people shall dwell in Zion, at Jerusalem. Isaiah 30:19. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem, and shall weep no more. Ah, the tears shall be dried. He will be very favorable to you at the voice of your cry. That's why he wants us to cry. We are people that don't cry. Cry aloud. Cry unto Yah. Like the blind Bartimaeus. Cry unto him. When he shall hear it, he will answer you to the Yah. I bless you for that. And the sovereign Yah give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction. Look at this. Yet shall your teachers not be removed into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk you in it. When you turn to the right hand, or when you turn to the left, walk in the way of Yah. That you will not have to eat the bread of adversity. And your teachers, those that instruct you, even when you want to turn left, they will say, walk in this way. So you that were to turn left this morning, right? Now some of you turn to your right side. Like when he said, turn to your left side. Well, I'll rise up. Well, I'm telling you, walk in the way that I told you this morning. Don't eat the bread of deceit. Don't eat the bread of adversity. Come on, walk in the way of Yah. This is plain sense to me. Hallelujah. May not be to you, but it is to me. Make it plain, Yah, that I may understand. And so he said, even though you have gone astray, I will not remove your teachers, your bozar, your teachers that will tell you, you're going to the right or to the left. They will say, here's the way. So I tell you today, here's the way. What way? The bread of life. Eat that bread. That's the bread that brings you health. This is the way to walk in what Yahshua commands us by the authority of Yah. Don't go to your left or to your right. Just walk in the way. Come on. He said, I'm not going to remove your teachers. He said, I like you. That's all right. I'm glad he likes me. I'm glad he likes me. Moshe says, listen. Then said Yahweh to Moshe, behold, I will rain lechem bread from Hashemayim for you. So he rained down bread for you today. For what reason? That my people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day. So he will feed you your daily bread today. He gives you your daily bread. That I may prove them whether they will walk in my Torah or not. So he gives you bread today to sustain you, strengthen you. To prove whether you will walk in his Torah. Will you walk in his Torah? Will you walk in the light of HaMashiach? I will. There's nothing else left, brothers and sisters. There's no tikvah, no hope in this life. Believe me, there is nothing but Almighty Yah. Nothing. Riches never bring anything. I read many articles and things about those that are rich. The thing that is missing out of their homes is contentment. And they're so sad. They're not happy. There's no shalom. Nothing. When a man strives for the things of this world, He reduces himself down to a beast. When the things of this life impresses him more than the living word of Yah, then he's a beastly man. He has not the character for Mashiach. So stay in the way. Eat the bread. Hallelujah. Don't say to Yah, turn this old stony thing into bread. This stuff to come out of my heart. It says that when they eat the bread, it will be sweet in their mouth, but it will be turned to gravel, right? And so it is with our hearts. Our hearts have been turned into this stony heart. And we want to tell Yah to change it into to bread to eat from. And he's not going to do that. He's not going to change them stony heart ways of yours, change them for you. Well, I know what he said, but I like that. This is my mama. It means nothing. My mother is she that does the will of Yah. My sister is she that loves Yah and hear the word. My brother, hallelujah. Not Darfar, not Francis, not Joel, not Gloria, not any of them. I was telling you all last week, I have a natural cousin. They're giving her 30 days to live. I don't know if she's dead or what. They're giving her 30 days. The last time I talked with any of them was when my first cousin killed his brother. He only got 62 months. Time served in prison. Isn't that something? Shot him in the head, in the back. Coward dog. I wouldn't even speak to the dog. I wouldn't mess with them. No, why won't we be associated with that kind of trash? And when I talked to them to see if that was someone Brother Dale told me, I recall that my natural sister had called. You know when people call, I have the numbers in there. And I went back through things. Oh, okay, here she is. So I wanted to find her. She said, oh, yeah, that's so. Well, when I called, I thought I was calling my natural sister. I called my aunt. Ah! I said, if I hang up there, no. You look at the number, they'll call back. I said, who is this? So it was my natural cousin. She said, oh, honey, I'm just blessed of the Lord. Oh God. Oh, baby, I'm healed. I'm just a... I said, okay. I don't even respond to people like that. She was married to a man. They called themselves starting the whole house. She called herself a preacher. He leaves her for another woman in there. You understand? He left her. And so she sits down with cancer. She's had vasectomy, both of breast move. That's what my natural sister did. Now they've given her, I didn't even know that. I told you how I found out that when I went to see Harold, he told me, man, let me call you. I said, man, don't do that. I don't talk to him. And every time I go there, he calls him. Hey, Dottie, guess who? Pastor Robert, your cousin. Man, Harold. How you doing, man? Hey, cousin Dave. That's like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. Hey, cousin. You know, Mom, gave me 30 days. Like, huh? I don't know that. But she's going to die. That's just the truth. And I look at that natural family. I look at my aunt. Such wickedness. I watch her and my mother do things that were so vile. Go to root doctors and all. I'm telling you. I don't care what you all think. You read that. Her first son got killed. He stole a car because he was a rebellious fool. Tried to outrun the police and he killed him. Bam. Then the next son kills a brother. Shoots him in the back. Boom. Come on. And this daughter's dying. Then the other daughter, if you see her, I don't gloat in that or make mockery. I really don't. I'm just showing us that Yah's real what he said. That's why we better fear him. Last time I saw her, she really had no hair. It was just all just, woo. But they boast in what they think they have. They do. I'm not going to be a part of it. Nah. I will not sit down and eat their damnable dainties of filth. I will not. The hands of poison to feed me. I will not eat that. Not me. You all do what you want to. You just defy Yah. There's a consequence that's coming too. That's why many of us are sickly because we have eaten the wrong bread. For his body is the bread broken for us. Let us eat that bread, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Let us eat truth. Let us eat what the word of Yah says. And Barak Yah, that you have teachers that say, nah, you're walking wrong, Sister Robert. Go back this way. But I want, shut your mouth, woman. Here. Well, this, no. Here the way. Go that way. Oh, this is so beautiful. See, now you fighting against this. All thing I do is go this way. Hallelujah. Make it plain that we may understand. Yah, Barak you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we know that all things are in the control and in the hands of Yah.
And I brach him. I simply worship him. My left shouts with great vigor. I'm glad that I have nothing as far as what the world says is some kind of accomplishment. I have nothing. So I have nothing to rely upon but him. I like that better. I don't rely upon me, what I've done.
Or I can look and say, well, look at me. I can walk differently than you.
Nah. I wouldn't walk the same walk you walk. If I walk, if I have my living, my being in HaMashiach, I walk in him, I move in him, I sleep in him. I do. May Yah bless you all. You that are listening on the live net, Yah bless you all. Wherever you're listening from, whatever part of the world, may Yah strengthen you all. For the Malak of Yah, the Melekim of Yah, and cabinet about them that fear Yah. So I don't need no guards to protect me, huh? We have the Malak of Yah. Sustainable. Hallelujah. I don't fear what man can do, what he says to me. I fear Yah. And I love you enough to show you the way. I don't care if you get upset with me. I don't care about you getting angry with me. How long have we been married? It'll be 30 years next month. Less than a month, isn't it? Isn't that beautiful? You've never gotten upset with me. You got mad at me? Come on. That's all right. Ain't stopped nothing. So if you get upset, that's all right. Just get happy. Say, help me, yeah. You get happy. That's all. That's what you do. Hallelujah. And you see, all that upsetting, or she getting upset with me, has not caused me to be unfaithful with her. To go some other strange way. I've known only this woman. Not any of that. Hasn't called me, so I'm going out, I'm leaving, I'm going to find the boys. I tell you the story, she left me one time. She packed a little bag with nothing in there, I'm leaving. I said, you ain't taking no car, get out. And so she walks around the street. Yeah, she did. My neck. She went around the corner. I wasn't going looking for her. Tell the truth. I hear something at the door. Boom, boom, boom. What is that? It was just getting a little dust dark. She walks in. She sets her bag down. She began to weep. I'm sorry. Well, man, come on. Don't do me like that. That's sweet. I need to let you leave every week like that then. That's all right. Hey, that breaks you down, that boy. Hey, just come on, brothers. Oh man, them little lips trembling and wow, that's all right, that Nick, huh? Man, you leave every weekend, then. Come on. I'm strong. Why are you doing that? Just pack your sheet, little bag. She can take that. I looked at her and said, "Go on, get out, get out." With little lips trembling, the one at the bottom, and little tears, and so I said, boy, this is sweeter than honey here. Yeah, it was. I'm a married man. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So leave me. May Yah bless you all, and may He strengthen you. Encourage you that are listening, our friends. May the fullness of Yah, the host of bread, fill your homes this Shabbat. And may He bless you all. We're going to close. But you all know what? I want my song again. Come on, you all. Sing for me. Bless you all. Your friends, our listeners. You that do not care for Pastor Robert. That's all right. I say to all you all that are listening, send an offering this week. That Yah bless you all to hear this kind of preaching. Send an offering. Bless you. Hallelujah. So Yah bless you all. Be strong. Keep the faith, and may the host of bread fill this camp. Yah bless you.
Jesus and to our peace. In all things we do, Barak, you are abound for this wonderful day. For our friends and listeners throughout these United States and around the world, we talk to you, Yah. Give Israel the whole day of bread today. We may eat from the table. Feed us until we want no more. For we delight in our Hamashiach, Yeshua the Lamb of Israel. Bless us all, I pray, your people. We ask it in Yeshua's mighty name. Yeshua cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.